is WCRV In Concert with Boston Baroque. What would life be without friendship? The people that lift our spirits, cheer us on, and help us navigate the world. For Haydn and Mozart, it was friendship at first sight. Despite a 29-year age difference, the pair spent a decade encouraging each other, occasionally performing together, and most of all, sharing their love of music. In this program from Boston Baroque, the grandfather of the symphony Haydn meets the famous child prodigy Mozart with enthusiastic symphonies and shining examples of arias from two of the greatest artists the world has ever known. It's WCRV In Concert with Boston Baroque. I'm Jesse Jacobs. In times like these, friendship and music are more important than ever, a way to weather the storm and find strength and meaning. Today, Boston Baroque treats us to a program of symphonies and arias by two musical geniuses and two friends, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and Joseph Haydn, in a concert recorded fall 2019. Boston Baroque and founding music director Martin Perlman have been a musical force since 1973. Decades of fiery performances and enthusiastic recordings have made them one of the world's leading early music ensembles. The second half of this program features the music of Haydn, but the first half belongs to his friend Mozart. The pair met in the 1780s, a little under a decade before Mozart's untimely death. But they formed a fast and strong friendship. We start this program with a symphony that proves that sometimes it only takes a couple of days to come up with something absolutely brilliant. Traveling from Salzburg to Vienna, Mozart stopped in Linz for an extended stay, and during that very short time, Mozart was asked to give a public concert, so he got to work, hurried, and produced something pretty spectacular in just a couple of days. It's his Linz Symphony, with Boston Baroque performing it for you on WCRV In Concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Linz Symphony with Boston Baroque on WCRB in concert. Starting off this program with a good bit of excitement, this concert recorded in New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, sharing arias and symphonies from Mozart and Haydn. Boston Baroque welcomes soprano Amanda Forsyth to the stage throughout this program, a favorite here in Boston. In fact, she made her U.S. stage debut here. Along with performing in opera houses and early music festivals around the world, she is a regular performer in the region with the Handel and Haydn Society, Boston Early Music Festival, and Boston Baroque. Now she performs three arias by Mozart, starting with Barbaro, O Dio Mi Vedi, from his opera The Shepherd King, written when Mozart was just 19, conveying the sadness of a shepherdess who is separated from her lover, a newly realized heir to a throne. Amanda Forsyth and Boston Baroque, Mozart's Barbaro, O Dio Mi Vedi.
Thank you.
three arias by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, ending with an intimate and complex work that he wrote for a friend, Bella Mia Fiamma. Before that, his aria Ruhe Sanft from his incomplete opera Zaida, and Barbaro Odio Mi Vedi from The Shepherd King. Boston Baroque and Amanda Forsyth on WCRB in concert in a program dedicated to Mozart and Haydn, the beauty of arias intermixed with the majesty of their symphonies. While Haydn rules the second half, stay tuned for a symphony inspired by the hustle and bustle of London, plus an aria from a rarely heard oratorio today. That's after the break on WCRB in concert with Boston Baroque.